isn't it?
Metal?
Metal?
Yeah, metal, metal board, fireboard, board, all sorts of names for it. What did you use to start your fires when you were a boy?
We had chips and paper and kerosene.
Kindling. What?
Kindling, they called it kindling. That was any kid's job back when you were young, and kindling it.
Yeah.
Send you home to school.
Did you ever burn coal?
I never did.
Do people around here burn it much?
Yeah, a lot of them burn it.
What did they carry it in?
A coal bucket.
Coal bucket, huh? You ever call that a scuttle around here?
A what?
Scuttle? Coal scuttle?
What I was calling a coal bucket?
Uh-huh.
No, I never heard of it.
You can just go ahead and talk. It won't bother us.
Oh, how come we burnt wood? I was a nice kid, see. We lived down on the river and had plenty of wood, which is foolish to buy coal when you had wood going to waste out there.
Yeah.
We had a buzzsaw, where you could buzz up a lot of it.
Do you ever have any trouble with that old black stuff that gets in your stove pipe?
Yeah, I did.
Your wife is shaking her head.
That's really bad stuff.
What do you call that?
Set, I would say.
Boy, that's dismal, isn't it?
Yeah.
Old greasy stuff. When you burned wood, did you do anything with the stuff that you took out of your stove when you cleaned it?
Ashes?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What did you use those for?
Oh, we just dumped them out on the ground, kind of in the backyard.
Excuse me?
Just kind of dumped them out in the backyard somewhere.
Did your grandmother ever use these for anything that you can remember?
The ashes?
Uh-huh. Did she ever pour water over them and then put the water with the ashes in it on top of the corn that she put in a kettle or a barrel or something?
I don't think I ever saw it, but
I was just wondering if she made hominy.
A lot of times when you butcher a hog, you can take the ashes out of a fire and put in your water to make a hog clean up better.
Mm-hmm. What furniture would you say you have in here now?
You mean just take the whole room?
Uh-huh.
Well, we got a cooking range. We got a refrigerator. Dinette set.
Well, what's that?
That's a table and four chairs.
Uh-huh.
We got a, what do you call this? Is that a corner cabinet? We got a corner cabinet.
What did your mother keep her dishes in?
Well, man, you had a china closet on the best dishes. Regular old everyday dishes that use cupboards. You don't hear that anymore. You don't want them down the barn.
This was a built-in thing, or?
The cupboard?
Uh-huh.
Oh, it had casters on it, it'll roll around. You take it out and take it in the house.
Uh-huh.
It's not like built-in cabinets nowadays.
Did you keep food in the cupboard, too?
Did they? I guess so.
Some, surely, butter and
spice. What would you call that piece of furniture over there, just on the other side of the divider? One you could sit down on or lie down on?
I call it divan.
What did you call that? What would you have called that when you were a boy?
I don't know what we call them. You know what to call them?
Some people call
them. I don't think we had one of them.
When you were a boy, what did you keep your socks and your underwear and things like that in?
Oh, I had an old, I don't know if you call it a clothes chest or what, a bedroom. Had drawers in it.
Uh-huh. Did you have anything you called a bureau?